Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with, because that power resides in you. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, from my own journey, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust, and the magic, the miracles that come as a result of that. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love, Jana. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. I am here with Emily Marie. I'm so thrilled to have her on today. She is an intuitive activation guide. And we're going to be covering all aspects of the law of resonance today and becoming an energetic match for our desires. We're going to talk about and dive into deeper meanings of divine union, our blind spots, our shadows, oftentimes the spiritualized ego that will show up masking the shadows and keeping us stuck and blocked around receiving our desires. So without any further ado, I'm going to hand over the mic to Emily. Please tell us more about yourself, introduce yourself, and what it is that you really do for your clients, for your business, and what your mission is here on the earth.
Ooh, Jana. It feels so, so good to be here. Before I even introduce myself, I just want to send you so much gratitude and appreciation for having me on. I wanted to share just this body experience I'm having right now, because I feel like it's really important to have this conversation of feeling this energy that we're talking about, but actually feeling it and running through our body. So my heart is like really pulsing, and my body is just really wanting to dance and move. And before, I would label this as anxiety and I would start to freak out. And now I am so excited to share that, you know, this energy, this high movement of everything is just spirit, is just source, is just this energy moving through at such a high vibrational pace. And when you have two people that share that frequency, woo, girl, I know you feel it too.
I can so feel it. And that is what really is about today's topic, the law of resonance and becoming energetic matches for our desires. I can't wait to dive into that, because what you're talking about is literally that. It's attunement. It's the rising of the frequency. As you assert what you get to have, things have to shift.
And girl, have they shifted. I'm so excited to have this conversation today. So I feel like I should just get started sharing kind of who I am, what I'm about. And I feel like that conversation starts as, yes, my name is Emily Marie. Right now, as I have learned, I am an intuitive activation guide. And what that means, I intuitively can help others see energy that they cannot see mentally, physically, emotionally. And I help to activate them from that place of their highest self and their soul self, from that God source, universe, spirit self, you know, whatever you want to label it as. But I help them and I activate them from there, so I can pull them out of whatever, again, in whatever they're feeling stuck in, whatever they're feeling locked in, you know, stagnant, whatever that may be, again, mentally, physically, emotionally. I keep myself a clear channel so I can receive that guidance and help shift them, help move them so that they can live the life that their soul freaking desires, because that's what we are brought to this earth, this planet to do in our lifetime. However, we were rebirthed here, you know, whatever our mission is. But what my work is, you know, bottom line, I really just help people understand, become clear about what that is for them specifically, uniquely. Everyone is so different. And it's been a really beautiful journey to get to this point, to be able to help others become clear and to see. And the only reason I'm able to do this now and continue to do this work and evolve my work is because I've also lived the journey. You know, at one point, I was so unclear, and it's beautiful, so beautiful that we're having this conversation right now in this moment, because as the story is going to tell, as I'm going to start to tell it, like, I just went through another massive shift in clarity, and but of course, divine timing for this conversation, all doing with the law of resonance.
Of course, of course. Powerful. Oh. Yeah, tell us more about what's been coming up for you, how you've been navigating it, and really to speak to the gift that is in each and every one of us, which is so unique that if we activate those gifts within ourselves and then within others, that there's really just never any sort of bleeding into or competition or any need to strive or effort, because we are all one small, beautiful piece of a massive puzzle. And I was in church last night, and that's something that was brought up in the sermon, is that, you know, when one piece goes off and isn't in that aligned frequency, it, you know, source doesn't just go ahead and create a replica. It's like there's like a missing piece. You can't complete the puzzle. So your work is so powerful. Activation is so powerful because we're activating, awakening people to the truth of who they are so that they can fit in that whole complete element of the collective consciousness that we are a part of.
I feel all of this so deeply in my soul, and I feel like where, just personally and from my story, where I want to share and where I want to start, where I see it playing such a huge role in my life, especially law of resonance, and where I've felt the shifts just in the past 2 days so massively here. So where I began on this journey, on this, you know, awakening, ascension, before I even knew the terms awakening, ascension, I can tell you the date. It was April 2018, like April 1st, Easter Sunday. It ended up being Easter that day. And for the first 3 months of 2018, January, February, March, I was so just like low, and I was just spinning. I was unemployed. I wasn't working. I had no direction. Physically, I was so just like heavy, like literally 50 pounds heavier than I am now. Physically, like feeling everything so broken, mentally brain fog, just no direction, right? Just so in this loss of spin. And on that date, something came over me, and it was my first taste, I feel, of the law of resonance. My first taste of actually listening into my intuition, actually taking that inspired action and being like, no fucking more, no more. I'm not gonna, you know, keep feeling this way. And it was my first piece of awakening. So long story short, that whole big awakening was me letting go of gluten and dairy. Me, you know, not putting gluten and dairy into my body anymore. And I had just been reading on so many different places that all these autoimmune diseases were, you know, being cultivated in all of these young souls, and like, how is this happening? And a lot of these girls were healing just through their diet and their lifestyle. So that was the first thing I did. Jana, I kid you fucking not, in the first month of ditching gluten and dairy, I lost 20 pounds and gained like the most clarity I've ever felt. I was like super just like awakened. It was my first step into understanding Ayurveda. When I dove into Ayurveda, geez, that's when everything changed for me. That was like, you know, my first stepping stones. And once you step and once you awaken, the whole wormhole opens.
Absolutely. And what I want to really speak to and reflect here, and for the listeners, this is not a blanket statement. This is not a one size fits all blueberries are the best, or this antioxidant is great. What we're really speaking to here, and Emily brought a beautiful point to, especially with the Ayurvedic understanding of every body, every being is unique. And it's about tuning into and allowing your intuitive guidance, your intuitive nutritional guidance, to tell you specifically what is most in line for you in physical form at any given period, because that will evolve and change as we become lighter in our light bodies and our density is released. And there may be periods where maybe you need dairy. We won't know until that moment comes. Mm. But I want to be crystal clear that anyone tuning in, anything you hear that we share, this is not a blanket statement or recommendation. It's simply an opportunity for you to tune in and ask yourself, am I listening? Am I really honoring? Because I can most clearly assure you, this happened to me, and it sounds like that's what happened to you, Emily. You started posing questions. You felt unwell. Your body started to give you signals, and you were led to these articles. You were led to tune into, oh, let me release this and see what occurs. And then from there, allowing yourself to heal yourself, because our infinite intelligence is so, so intelligent. It created us from every little molecule and cell, from this little blob of a egg and a sperm. And all of a sudden you have fingers and toes and organs. And like, think about that power that created you. That power knows exactly what you need. And it's about tuning in and listening to that intuitive grace.
Thank you so much for reflecting that, because that is so, so, so massive. And that was why I was guided to Ayurveda, you know, at that time, because that's absolutely what Ayurveda is. It's being able to figure out, you know, what dosha you are and what feels good to you. It's not someone telling you, well, this is what you are, this is what's happening, you know, you're overweight, you're this, you're that. Like, yeah, I get it. I'm overweight, but that's not it. Like, I feel shitty. And what Ayurveda is, it's like, you know, and what the whole fucking law of resonance is mind, body. We are so connected. It has to be divine union between the both. If you're just living in your mind, forget about your body. Whoa, is shit going to hit the fan, you know, in your actual body, but in your physical reality. And yeah, so Ayurveda was just that first like way that my logical mind could understand what the fuck my soul was like screaming at me for, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was that first tool that I found. And I mean, again, looped whole from there, but absolutely it was the intuitive, like that's how I got into intuitive eating. And it wasn't like, you know, that first month, it was just no dairy, no gluten, no this, no that. No, that just unlocked my physical body to tap me deeper into my other energetic bodies. I started to connect deeper with my breath. Which allowed me to open my mind even more, which allowed me to slow down, which was the next intuitive hit to start going on walks, which was the next intuitive hit to listen to the next podcast. So I really love that reflection, you know, because it, what I came from my whole life, which was beautiful, it got me to exactly where I needed to be in that moment, was that word that we've talked about, was structure, and this has to be this, and this has to be this, and you're this way, and you're this way. Like, hell no, we are this way, and we're this way, and we get to be this way, and we get to be this way. And I really love just, I mean, evolution has been the word that I've been using this past, like, I don't know, it's just in every sentence I feel like I'm saying, you know, it's the evolution of us. We can't, and just speaking from God experience, stay stuck in one way of thinking, even in that same day. The law of resonance, the law of all of it, but we're always evolving, always learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to interject here one thing that's been my mantra over the last year, and something that my spiritual teacher has been saying for a long time, but it took me quite a while for my ego to finally surrender and allow me to utter the words without feeling like I was going to have a convulsion. And that was, right? You get it. That was the mantra of, I am nothing. And I know nothing. In the moment that you own your nothingness and your knowing of nothingness, never, never ever being an absolute or knowing anything absolutely is when you open yourself up to being all that is and receiving so much wisdom. Because even when you think you've attained this high level of education and understanding, the universe is so massively infinite that we would be ignorant to consider for even a second its ego, to consider that you ever know anything, because that's what keeps us stuck. Our knowing of anything absolutely, which is a lie straight from the devil. We know nothing absolutely. And that's what keeps us trapped in that story. So thank you so much for bringing that to light as well.
Oh, Jana, and this is just going to go straight into our, like, the next thing that wants to come through, and like a really great way to speak to spiritualized ego. And you are the one that introduced me to this on our call last week was absolutely the reflection, that mantra that you just said. Can you repeat it so I can have it in my brain?
It is the remembrance that at no point are we ever fully anything, or do we ever absolutely know anything. So I am nothing. I know nothing. And that comes from the place of the ego understanding, like fully surrendering it, handing it over so that you may be shown, so that you may see, hear, and comprehend from a knowing of infinite intelligence, from a knowing of the collective consciousness that is this vast pool of wisdom that we have yet to tap into. Think of all of history, how many times inventors and the thought leaders tapped into what was already there, they just hadn't, quote unquote, discovered it. And they did that by looking at what they admitted to themselves they didn't know. That's where the opening becomes available, to allow the wisdom, the teachings, the inventions, all of the grace to come through.
Oh my God, I am nothing, I know nothing. And has that been the goddamn lesson in this past, for me it's been, you know, this past 6 months has been a really big dark night of the soul for me. And if that is the lesson that I have learned, it, geez.
Of course.
You, what I was trying to say before, and you helped me piece it together, you... Last week we were on the call and you were speaking on expressing how we are only humans. And, you know, I've only heard that, and we have ego, and how naive of us to think it's us doing this work. How naive of us to think that it's, you know, it is us human, us bodies, me, Emily here, bop, 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 doing this. Hell no. Like, how can miracles happen? I know me in this human form, me trying to make that shit happen, that just creates so much more resistance.
Yeah, it's the trying. It is the doing from a place of me rather than the infinite I am. And when we are in surrender to the infinite I am, and we allow quantum physics to become activated within us in that state of surrender, right? We're going to talk metaphysics with spirituality and God and all the things here. It's all the same different language. When that's all activated, we quantum shift. Something that would have taken 3 years takes a moment. Think about the day that they discovered gravity. It happened in an instant. Yeah, it may have taken time to surrender that understanding of, like, what is gravity and all of that, but it really just came in one instant. Everything before that was just the release and surrender and allowing of the answer to come through.
Girl, you are hitting me on another level. Like, again, I'm feeling in my body just now the emotion rising. Like, this is exactly what I've been shifting through and what I've been evolving through. And it's so beautiful, of course, how this conversation has come to, like, right here. And I'm just feeling called to share this next part of, you know, the awakening that I've stepped into just this past couple of days. And it's such a beautiful reflection on the start of my journey and how I started everything with nutrition and lifestyle and switching everything up like that. So these past couple of days, I have been coming face to face, accepting the pieces of me that I have been denying, accepting and finally surrendering to the messages that spirit has been giving me over these past, really, I want to say 4 to 5 months. So as I expressed, I've been going through this dark night of the soul, and I've really been focused more on myself still, but spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And it's the journey I've needed to go on to understand the ego pieces of me falling away, you know, all of the layers that do not serve me anymore. And in this process, I totally have neglected my physical self, you know, and I've made the excuses, like, definitely, you know, life has shifted, all the things, I could use all those excuses, which I have been. I have just been not feeding my body the right foods. I mean, if we're going right back to gluten and dairy, hello, that's like, I feel like all I've been eating. And, you know, just everything so opposite of what started to shift, what started to present the law of resonance for me in the start of my journey. And so, long story short, over these past couple of days, I have been accepting that I am depressed. I'm back in the state of depression. Or I shouldn't say in the state of depression, but that's what I've been doing to my body. You know, I've been, and this is again, speaking to spiritualized ego, been so focused, you know, on those places of, well, now my spiritual tools can bring me through. I can jump to my journal, my meditation. I can pull my cards. I can do this. I can do that, which, fuck yes, those, I need to do those things for my soul, for my spirit, for my emotions, for my, all of that, right? Absolutely. However, I've been so disrespecting my physical body, my vessel, like, you know, just like, I feel it, like, all, you know, whatever, we can get into detail.
It's an aspect of the self. It's, there is no separating the being. Mm. Ooh, I want to speak to this yesterday because this came through. It's the concept, the understanding of self-ascension, right? Mm-hmm. We can all go on top of a mountain and ohm it out for the rest of our lives. But how is that serving us or the greater good? It's about coming down as that higher expression of self, in the spiritual, in the understanding of the quantum, and integrating, dropping in and grounding in the heart center to connect heaven and earth, that vertical and horizontal plane, fully activated, bringing the top of the mountain down into the physical realm and being that expression in the physical of the self-ascended self. And you can't do that when you don't love on the vessel, because the vessel is what carries you through in the physical 3D experience.
Oh, I'm like all snaps over here because literally what has been coming through, you're talking quantum shifts. And like I'm just reflecting back, like that first month of me just like admitting, you know, in the first month of my journey, how much shifted physically, mentally, emotionally, like in the past 2 days, because I have now accepted this, come face to face with this, not fucking got mad at myself anymore. Just be like, yo, let's, you know, start to talk compassion again, start to day by day, moment by moment, feed your body what, you know, she wants, maybe take away this. In 2 days, it has been, it's basically, you know, you can't get anywhere without valuing this body. Yeah. It's the work. It goes hand in hand.
Acceptance. Beautiful. Yeah. And you and I talked about this right before the call, where it's been a practice that I've reactivated as well, because so our physical body, what you're currently witnessing, is a reflection of what you've created due to an imbalance of love and acceptance within. So if you were fully, if you looked at all of it and you said, I fully and completely love and accept myself, despite what you see in the physical 3D, what would you be doing? What would you be feeding your vessel? How would you be moving your vessel? And who would you be being from that state? Rather than looking at the outside experience and wondering, how can I change this so that it looks more like that whole and complete self? Well, you can't unless you go within and you clean that up first. Because then you're guided.
Oh my God. Again, all snaps over here. And like literally that is what going within and seeing and, you know, like seeing that girl and like acting, you know what I mean? Like just meditating on her and seeing that soul self and just understanding she's in there has brought me through these times of the complete down lows that I've been feeling over these past couple of months, you know, and getting stuck in that. Like, I know she's in there. And it's so thank you for speaking on that. It's so beautiful.
Thank you for the raw, vulnerable share, because I'm quite sure many of us are moving through some sort of version of that in our lives, whether that's in the physical aspect, whether it's in the financial aspect with it, whether it's in our relationships, especially during the triggering times of the holidays and the overconsumption and the gluttony of just going through a lot of the motions. I mean, how many people go and be with their families with resentment in their hearts, with resistance in their being, with numbing out and pushing down conversations that could be loving because of avoidance, because of fear of rejection, because of their own preconceived notions of spiritualized ego trying to keep them trapped. I mean, so much is coming up for healing after that period. And we have this intense portal energy right now with the January 10th, 2020 activations. I mean, this is full on. We cannot, everything that was, you and I just spoke to this, has to stay in the past. It no longer exists. It's no longer real. Mm-hmm. It is done. All is forgiven. And we are resurrected in the here and now. And it is only honoring of that soul self that is what we are committed to moving forward.
Absolutely. And what's coming through, what I heard a couple months ago, that's what stuck with me, is alchemizing any self-doubt through self-love, which is what...
Mm-hmm. 1,000,000%. That's where it starts.
Yeah, that's just going to take us. And I really love how you spoke and just brought all of, you know, the time of the holidays and all of this time kind of in between. Because, girl, even though I've been, you know, I'm aware and I've been awake and I know what's going on, you know, subconsciously, like, I still, you know, went into those spaces of being with family, but didn't allow myself the space and started to get into the rush again. And then from there, I went to Disneyland and I took in all of this energy. And it's, I'm actually going to record a podcast on this. Like, and I know this is what brought me so just face to face with, like, yo, this is what's been going on. You can't ignore this any longer. So thank God all of this did pop up into my reality. But there is so much going on and there is so much that we're taking in that we're so unaware of. And I just want to speak on this again, because it's so present in my experience right now. The depression that I'm feeling is because, you know, it's not just the food, that's one aspect, but it's all the different layers. You were speaking on finances. For me, this dark night of the soul has been me trying to, you know, just understand who this girl, Emily Marie, at her soul level is. And so kind of like loss of self. And so what I've been reading on, have you heard of the medical medium?
Mm-mm.
Oh girl, I'm going to send you his stuff. He is like, his podcast, again, so great that it was a podcast that opened me up again right now, but has shifted, you know, has really awakened me to what this is. Like, all of those things going on in my life, I always thought depression was, oh, well, woe me, you know, all of this. Like, it is us being so empathic, taking in this energy. It's us taking in all of this stress and not stopping to actually take inventory and to not actually slow down, which is, you know, that's just how the 3D world is. It's all, well, what's next? And that is what I've been ignoring for a while, you know? And so it's not just that one thing. Like you said, it's a buildup of all of it. And what I want to speak on to this even further is this also, depression comes from a shingles virus, I'm learning. I had shingles at like 23, which is like a fun part of my journey. You know, ties all of this in, but like the shingles virus hasn't gone away and has just been awakened and awakened and awakened even further as I've been ignoring all of these other things going on deeper seated. Like we said before the call, like digging deeper into finances, digging deeper into like more of the, for me, it's been the physical world stuff, which of course it's like my physical body, you know? I just feel like that had to come through.
Yeah. And actually I know why it had to come through, because I want to speak to two things that we were coming through when you were sharing is taking a moment to break down the word depression. Because what I heard intuitively come through was the understanding of the word itself, not in the human form, not in the way that we've defined it, but let's break it down. Depression, deep pressure pressed in, deeply suppressed, deeply pushed down, not listening, not tuning. That is when we're not listening to that soul essence. And that's when we don't have the boundaries like you and I had talked about. You know, I'm a recovering codependent, a recovering empath, and I'm getting crystal clear that yes, I can feel into people's things and I transmute and I alchemize. But at the same time, it is my responsibility not to take on other people's stuff because that's me believing that God doesn't have them. That is me playing God, feeling like I have to come here to heal them. Absolutely not. That is part of the distortion. And it is your responsibility to honor yourself and your field and also know what is not yours and to allow them to heal through that because we do not serve them by alchemizing it for them, right? And from the other piece of the shingles piece that I want to speak to, because I've experienced a lot of things, like you said in the beginning of the call, anxiety, what I used to think was anxiety, which I have all the time, it's just an intensified activation of energy being released from the body that is dense energy to allow my actual physical body to vibrate higher, to be more of a light body than a dense body. And for me, the shingles piece, I feel what most people describe as shingles. It's like, it feels like literally my nerve endings are activated and it's this searing like prickle all over my being. That comes to pass when I'm in avoidance. And I have suppressed so much and I'm not listening. So it's our, again, infinite intelligence is so powerful. This vessel is literally the most advanced computer system ever created. And it is so intelligent and it is always speaking and communicating with us. So I want to be crystal clear that these, when we speak of these elements of the physical experience, these symptoms, that we do not give them power over us or create them as a definitive, oh, I have this and this is what's happening to me because of that. No, it's like, oh, what is it that you're trying to tell me here? What is underneath this that I get to heal? What am I avoiding? What am I pushing down that's activating this beautiful vessel to communicate with me and say something's, there's a virus here. We got to hit the antivirus button.
Oh girl. Yes. Again, I'm like feeling this like pulsing through my body so hard. And it's, that's what it's been for me. And it's been, that's, you know, like we spoke to before, that's the law of resonance. And just in these couple days, like, and because I've accepted where I'm at and, you know, I'm face to face with, I've never felt so motivated. Like depression, what, right? And I haven't even made huge changes yet, but I know that I'm not going back. And it's been, you know, over these past couple months, it's been like, well, this and then that and then this and then that, and like I'm all these promises, but like no, it's not until you surrender all the way down to the root of it. You know, get really real with yourself. How many times have I heard over the past 3 months from my highest self, from source, like it is just your nutrition and like your lifestyle, honestly, like it's that simple. That's simple. And as soon as I listen and really, you know, I mean, I
decide
love. Yeah, exactly. And decided. And I knew that if I don't make a switch, something worse is going to come here. And then I opened up the medical medium book, read about depression, read about how shingles is probably still active within my body. Yeah, the worst thing is this rash going to come back on my body and be way more burning. But right now I'm feeling the effects of, you know, because shingles and depression, what that is, what I'm learning is a nervous system like disease. Like it just is affecting your nervous system. It's nothing more than that. Whatever has been coming up, you know, in the past about, well, we need this vaccination for this and you need antidepressants for that. Fuck that. It is way deeper than that. And, you know, again, this medical medium who've I've trusted for the past year, and, you know, just piecing together his information, never actually taking it for myself until like right now. Exactly. And
yeah, let's speak to that for a second. The difference between awareness and what we call knowing something versus truly knowing it and the implementation and integration of it within our lives. Mm-hmm. That's part of that spiritualized ego, that little screwy layer of delusion that keeps us stuck in the pain of the pain and the work of the work, rather than moving through it by simply looking at it, owning it, accepting it, and saying, now what do I do to shift this? Because I created it. I am responsible. Nothing outside of me has done this to me. I am the creator, and this is something I get to clean up. And I do it moment to moment, not one day here and there, not one morning, not once around, moment to moment. Am I in alignment? Am I listening? Am I tuned in? Am I being the highest expression of self? Moment to moment to moment. And you will clear all of what you've created because you are uncreating it and reattuning back to the highest expression of self every moment that you choose into it.
And as you said before, it's like, I think you were speaking about like the law of gravity, you know, they were doing all of these things, but then they had to finally release it. And in one day, it's the law of gravity.
It's same.
Yeah. Exact.
Oh, and I, can thing. I, oh my God, you just did such a magical little maneuver there. Cause I was going to bring us back to, what does this all have to do? The law of resonance becoming an energetic match for your desires. Well, as Emily just so beautifully spoke, the moment you release, the moment that you surrender, the moment that you accept where you are and that you don't know, and that there are parts of you that are distortions that need to be released in order to receive what you desire, by looking at them, by reframing them, and clearing, as Gabby Bernstein always says, it's finding all the parts of you that you've created in opposition to love, in opposition to your desires, cleaning that up. And then when you create the clearing, what all that's available is you vibrating at the level, you being the energetic match for your desires from a place of love and acceptance. And so they have no choice but by the law of resonance than to come and manifest in your life.
And that's when you're living in that flow, in that ease, in that bliss, in that thriving state in every single part. And if something in life comes in, because it's freaking life, right? We're living in this 3D human experience. You don't react to it and go back into that place. You get to respond to it. And yeah, you get to make that choice to keep choosing in that moment.
Yes, respond and engage and interact. There's no more reactivity. Because reaction means I'm not responsible. But you are.
Ooh.
Ooh, I felt that one in my bones, girl. This is such a juicy podcast, y'all. If you're tuning in, please drop some notes. What are your takeaways? Because this went magically in so many different directions. I have not even asked for any of my questions, and that is okay. Because this is beyond what I would have ever imagined possible. Oh my God. But you know, with that, my love, can you please, like, what is your biggest takeaway that you want to leave our listeners with today? As if we haven't already laced this entire conversation with so many wisdom drops. Tune in and just channel some good, good for us, please.
I'm going to take a deep breath. Oh, and it's just to keep showing up for that piece of you, for that piece of you that keeps calling you forward, for that piece of you that keeps showing you that light. You know, whatever you are navigating through, whatever you are shifting through right now, it's all for you. It's all a piece of your evolution. And again, speaking from experience, the bigger the fire, the bigger the burn, the more ashes there are, the more that falls away, the more that you can surrender. Oh, the more space there is to just rise, rise, rise.
Ooh, my full body chills, girl. My goodness, yes. And that's the damn truth if I've ever heard it. Let all of it be burned away. Every distortion, every lie, every untruth. And you know what the untruth is. And my favorite quote from The Course in Miracles, which I'm talking about every week, if you don't know if it's your intuition, if you think that it's in your intuition and it feels like crap, this is how you test it. Every loving thought is true. If it isn't loving, it lacks truth. So you get to get rid of it, burn that shit away, and replace it with its opposing loving truth as the affirmed declaration of what you get to have.
Mm. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you so much, Emily. And I am so excited to share you with my listeners, with everyone tuning in. I'm going to share how you get to connect with, work with, be one with, and the energy of Emily Marie and her beautiful gifts and whatever she shares with us as her additional resources will be in the notes. Tune in. If she feels like someone that you are called to, trust that. This is all about teaching the listener to see themselves at the cause of where they are and trust those intuitive nudges to guide you to the most aligned path that is so perfectly being orchestrated in your favor. So thank you so much for tuning in. Emily, do you have anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, not really. I feel like so much was said and this is so complete. Just thank you so much, Jana, again. I feel like I'm just leaving your messengers, your listeners with so much love and so much light and them so much gratitude for holding space to listen and to be present here today with us.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much. And if you haven't signed up, subscribe below so that you receive our weekly updates and tune in for all of your soul igniting activations. We love you so much. Until next time.